SBS Radio.
Yeah.
80-year-old Alice Riley's home is a safe place for her large extended family, but local support workers say her generosity often leaves her exposed to overcrowding, drug use and financial abuse.
I think the issue is that people don't see it as financial abuse, do they? Even if it's $20, $50, it varies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Amounts, but they don't see it as abuse. They see it as Nan helping them out.
Lindsay Fitzgerald is the CEO of the Jacaranda Community Centre, a local not-for-profit providing support to Aboriginal families. She says Ms. Riley needs support in the home to go shopping and in case of a fall, but is waiting to be referred to a suitable carer.
There's services that she needs, but they need to be appropriate. You just can't put a generalist white service in and say, well, we've fixed everything, it's not going to work.
Without culturally appropriate aged care, many families simply don't trust providers. Avril Scott is a program manager and counsellor with the Women's Health and Family Services.
A lot of families won't consider that because they don't want to put their older family members who usually have chronic disease into places where they feel that they're going to be abused.
Concerns over racism are also a factor, with many members of the stolen generation now needing aged care.
Putting them into the system that we have now is like re-institutionalising them. They lose their voice. They don't have a say in anything. The same as what they were brought up in homes and missions.
For many Aboriginal families in Perth, the decision to place a loved one in aged care is only the first hurdle. 2 months ago, Kitty Hansen was left with no option after her mother was diagnosed with dementia.
If she can see an Aboriginal worker or Indigenous worker, she'd be more relaxed. We cannot find anything suitable as of yet, so we are just leaving her in transitional care at the minute.
While the Royal Commission this week focused on aged care in remote communities, the barriers for Aboriginal seniors extend into the cities. One woman that spoke to SBS says she worried her husband would become a target of mistreatment because he's Aboriginal. While the Royal Commission continues, some in Perth are working to create changes of their own. Plans are underway for an Aboriginal aged care community hub in Perth's southern suburbs, a holistic service for primarily Noongar people to live in towards the end of their life. Angela Ryder from the Langford Aboriginal Association is part of the group Creating Change.
We're all about family, we're all about community and being together, and having elders maybe in an aged care facility where there's no contact with children and family is not something that we want to promote.
The group successfully lobbied for $250,000 in federal funds to plan the centre, but they say land should be returned to the Noongar people of the state's southwest in order to build it.
We want to be able to have a facility that promotes that connection with our young people, and also that learning as well from one generation to the next.
For elders like Ms. Riley, it will be a way to meet other seniors and stay connected to family and culture.
I like someone to talk to, you know, like elderly people like myself, elderly people. I just want friendship, you know. Oh, I love a lot of friends, but they all gone too, so.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.